Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Happy Monday. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Get out there and get them. And you are commercial free all day today. Shout out to you if you are driving back from Coachella right now and just hurting. Hurting.
I mean, it's kind of a bad idea. You're going to go to work and people are going to be like, what is wrong with you? Get your neon out of here. Dude, take another day off. You don't just drive into work today.
That's exactly what I did today.
You're a different story.
Dropping glitter all over the office and whatnot. Yo, where did Chelsea go? Follow the glitter.
Yeah, that's true.
Legit, all over you. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, what's up,
good
buddy?
Good morning,
Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971 Hits. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, familia. I don't know about you guys, man, but feel all kinds of anxiety, trying not to miss out on everything that happened this weekend. Talking about Coachella, Ariana and Sync, La Chona, Game of Thrones, BTS on SNL, Tiger Woods. It's tax day today. Chill out, man. Chill. But first, Monday motivation for you guys. And it has to do with Tiger Woods. I think we all know his story, man. Just reached the top in so many different levels. Broke all kinds of records. And then his life came down in shambles. You had the cheating scandal. Serial cheater. Then you had the car accident where he was on pain medication and drunk. Crashed into a tree and situation like that. Then 9 total surgeries. 4 of them being major back surgeries. It had been 14 years of him not winning a Masters golf competition until yesterday. And just 2 years ago, this is what the experts were saying about him and where he was in life. And maybe you can relate to a certain extent where a lot of people in your life are doubting you, are saying you're done, you're over, whether it be professionally or personally. This is what the haters were saying about Tiger 2 years ago.
He is not ever going to win another tournament.
I don't think we'll ever see Tiger Woods win a golf tournament again.
His health is gone.
The next press release Tiger Woods should release should be, I'm retiring.
I have considered him now for the last 5-6 years a former golfer.
You're washed. Just give up while you're ahead. Retire with some dignity.
Tiger Woods that we all knew, he will never, ever be that guy again.
That was 2 years ago, my man. He kept going, and I've said this before, and I want to encourage you again. You haters are not the authors of your book. They're just characters. You are the author, and Tiger proved it yesterday, winning the Masters.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
It had been 14 years, guys, and he got met by his son, daughter, and mom to celebrate. What an amazing comeback story. I can't wait to see the film when it drops, hopefully soon, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I want to see when his wife tacked him with a golf club, all that. I mean, that's part of the story.
It is. It's hard to forget that, though, you know? It was such a big deal, and yeah.
But that's what it's about, right? It's about your haters aren't going to forget that. They're constantly going to remind you of your mistakes, how you broke down, how you fell. But you got to be able to say, hey, man, those mistakes were just a comma, not a period in my life. And got to keep going. So whatever you're going through, keep going. You got this, familia, all right? And we got you commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. Coming up next, we got a weekend recap. Definitely some awesome Coachella stories. And Chelsea says that she got Cinderella'd. At Coachella.
Whoa. Ooh, she got one shoe on right now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? We'll find out coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Can we sign a petition to make Mondays after Coachella a holiday?
Not until the Super Bowl Monday is a holiday, I'll tell you that much, right?
Priorities.
Yeah, we got to rank that sucker.
You are commercial free right now on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Man, we went out to the Amp Coachella house. This is our first year there. It was absolutely amazing. It's like, to best describe it, it's like a Pablo Escobar like campground, just the compound situation. It is so legit, and maybe this will give you a little bit leading up to it, like driving up to it doesn't seem like that. And I'll share some audio from some of our amp listeners that won tickets who agree. And I also want to apologize to my good friend Nick, who went out to the Amp Coachella house for what happened on Saturday. I'll get to that in a sec, but here are amp listeners.
We're at the Amp Coachella house with Eliana and her brother
Raul.
How stoked are you to be here today?
I'm so stoked, excited, beyond what I imagined, honestly. Yeah. We were like taken to a secret place. We didn't know where we were going. It was super, you know, cool, just unbelievable.
Between you and I, did you get, because I did, I got a little scared when we were on the shuttle, and then we were rolling up to the house, and it looked like we were getting dropped off.
Abandoned warehouse?
Like abandoned place? It looked like we were rolling up to a scene of like Breaking Bad. You know,
yeah, oh my God.
That's what I said.
That we must get just some crazy business right now.
You're like, wait, is this Firefest Part 2? What's going on?
That's everything we said. I'm not kidding.
Hey, but the pad is pretty dope, right?
Oh, no. It's so cool. Yeah. I know. I'm like, can't wait for tomorrow. I'm so down. Yeah. It's awesome.
There it is, man. Free drinks. Mm-hmm. Free food.
Tequila.
There's a pot. There was a teeter totter. Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember those?
I saw a chick almost die on that teeter totter.
Oh.
Someone just jumped off the top when someone was like on the high one, and someone jumped off the other one and just slam on the ground.
That's
she meant to do that. No, everybody signed a release form.
The thing is, when you drive in, it reminded me of when you have to drive like on Batman. Like the Batcave doesn't look dope. You know what I mean? The Batcave looks like you're on some back alley trail. You got to keep it low key hidden, because once you get in the back, there's that big rolling grass fields. Mm-hmm. They had grown up. Like giant jumbo sized beer pong with volleyballs.
That's so awesome, man.
You can't just like let other people in Palm Springs know that exists.
Live performances. It was dope. Check out our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. But I want to apologize to my good friend Nick. We went to Cal Poly Pomona together. He's my homie. I did him a little bit wrong, and I didn't give him a heads up. That's the issue. He was my DST, designated shot taker. So, like, you know, everybody's partying. We're all having a good time. People know I love tequila, reposado style. But, like, everybody's trying to get me to drink shots and so on and so forth. And I know my limit to be chill. So there comes a point in time where I take a shot, and as soon as everybody cocks their head back to take the shot, that's when I see that nobody's looking, and I hand off my shots to my boy Nick.
Oh.
And he takes them for me. My man is a little league coach on Sundays.
Whoopsie.
So sorry, Nick. Both of his sons, it was picture day on Sunday. So yeah, I can't wait to see his picture.
His just looks like a Little League dag and mugshot.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there all sad. All the regret is on his face.
He's just destroyed on Sunday, man. But good looking out. Brian, what did you get into this weekend, bro?
So we had a blast, man. And yeah. I think I've never been to Coachella. And yeah. I would say this for next year, or if we're still giving away Amp House tickets, I'm not really sure what's going on right now at this point. But it is, if you've never been to Coachella, it kind of has the feel of like mini Coachella, like mm-hmm. a tiny little poolside Coachella. And if you can't sacrifice your whole weekend and you ain't got the money, then it's kind of a nice little Palm Springs mm-hmm. vacation. We had a blast. Leaving was where it got tricky for us. I was with producer Brad. He was our driver and my brother. And for some reason, we got like roped into dropping some girls off at the festival. They said they knew somebody.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not really sure how that happened, because I was on the shuttle taking a picture with the shuttle bus driver. She's like, my daughter loves your show.
That's awesome.
And then I get off and these two girls are talking to Brad and Pat. And then I'm like, let's drop them off at the festival. Chelsea told me it's really close. Of course, they give us the wrong address. We drive around for like 45 minutes in Palm Springs looking for the front entrance of Coachella, right?
And there's like crazy traffic around there too. It's not an easy drop off.
And hot. But here's where it got tricky. My brother goes, do I think I'm bleeding? And we're like, think you're bleeding? Somehow my brother picked up a gash on his back.
What?
Like a gash on his back. He's like, he turns around, he's like, am I bleeding? Through the back of his shirt, he's just bleeding down down his back. We stop at this AMPM, we take his shirt off. I'm like, it looks like someone stabbed you. Like, he doesn't know how he did it. I think he like bumped into something or like something. He's like, I don't really remember. Well, he was pretty drunk at the time. And then we were in this parking lot, this AMPM, and this like super secret private security guy, you know, the dudes who drive like the black tinted out windows in the mm-hmm. Suburbans, and they like dressed in all black. He gave us his card eventually. He's like those high tech, like, you know, trained in firearms, first aid. Dude whips out a first aid bag, just starts doing all this battle triage for my brother. And we still don't know how he gashed his back open.
I was probably that teeter totter, Doc. Coming up next, we're going to get into Chelsea's Coachella weekend. She says she got Cinderella'd at Coachella. you always come back with a crazy story. Mm-hmm. Last year, you and your friend tackled a dude that stole over 100 cell phones in his backpack.
Yeah, we were basically the heroes of Coachella. It was a really big moment for me.
It's like Chelsea's had so many weird dating things happen to her, she's just coming up with new ones.
Making them up.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
all
means.
Lies.
What does it mean to get Cinderella?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Thinking about Coachella, we were out there this weekend, and our girl Chelsea always comes back with the craziest stories because she goes to the Neon Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the thick of it all weekend. Yeah.
It's a lot, man.
Have you ever been Cinderella'd? Because that's what happened to Chelsea at Coachella. Apparently, it's a new term. Never heard of it. Chelsea? What happened?
Yeah, me and my friends kind of coined the term yesterday.
Girl.
But so basically one of my girlfriends that I was with, she ended up meeting this guy one night. They totally hit it off. They had like, you know, a cheeky little festival makeout in the polo fields. And yeah, and the next.
So it's 10 times worse than Chelsea just told us. It was getting nasty. I'm just saying.
What happens at Coachella stays at Coachella.
Well, I'm telling people how to translate. When you say a cheeky little makeout, like it was getting dirty.
So the second night when we went there, this guy wanted to meet back up with my friend. And so he meets up with us and he's like, oh, I want you to meet my guy friends. Like, are you guys single? I have a lot of like really good looking, single, fun friends. And so we end up meeting up with them. And this one guy specifically is like just attached to my hip immediately. And he's like, and we're dancing together. He's really cool. He's got good energy. He's funny. And we're having a good time. But he's like very intense to the point where he's like, I think when I look into your eyes, like, I think that, like, I see a future. Like, he's intense. And, like, obviously, you know, who knows
what
he's
on. I'll tell you what Tamara just did with her eyes, Mr. Future Guy. They rolled back in her head pretty hard right now.
And he keeps saying to me, he's like, when we get back to LA, like, can I take you to dinner? And, like, all this stuff. And I'm kind of just playing hard to get and, like, laughing and having fun and dancing with him. Well, then, so, like, a couple hours in, like, there's probably, like, an hour left of the festival. He's like, hey, will you actually hold my sweatshirt? I'm going to run in and get some drinks. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm, like, holding a sweatshirt. I'm, like, sitting there at the bar. Waiting for him, like 45 minutes go by, he never comes back.
Oh, shoot.
Like, never comes back. And I'm like, what? Okay, I gotta go find my friends. So I, like, go meet up with my friends, and we finish out the festival. The festival ends. We're walking back, you know, whatever. I get a text from this guy, and he's like, tell me you still have my sweatshirt. And I was like, yeah, of course, you know. And he goes, well, it looks like we're going out to dinner in LA soon. Can't wait.
Damn, good move. Oh, he did it.
That's a solid move.
Usually the ladies do this.
Yeah, that like needy ex that doesn't want to like, well, I got to come get my toothbrush. Might as well grab dinner too.
Yeah, ladies be like, oh, I left my heels in your closet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I actually like them. Don't come back and get them.
Yeah, so I got Cinderella. That's my friends are like, you got Cinderella. And it was like this whole thing.
It's funny that she's like, yeah, I was playing hard to get. The guy had her number.
wearing
his sweater.
Right. Giving a number's harmless.
You're already wearing his sweatshirt. You guys have already jumped into like month two of dating. This guy's good.
All kinds of translating that we need for you this morning, huh? So are you going to meet up with him or what?
I got to give him his sweatshirt back, right?
Good times. Can't wait to hear that story.
The Chelsea Report.
BTS made history over the weekend, becoming the first K-pop group to perform on Saturday Night Live. They performed two of their songs, Mic Drop and Boy With Love. And not that we should be surprised, but apparently the BTS army camped out in front of the studio days in advance to them even arriving out there, which is, you know, just their dedication. Emma Stone was the guest host and incorporated BTS in her opening monologue and also a few of the skits. It's pretty funny.
I can't believe BTS is going to be dancing on this stage.
Oh my God.
I'm camping out on this stage until BTS gets here.
I don't know. I can't pick a favorite.
If you picked a favorite, then inevitably the others would find out and then they would feel hurt.
Guys, they can all be your favorite.
It's really comforting.
Girls, what are we doing?
Ew, Beck, what are you doing here?
What's a BTS?
How dare you?
What the hell, Beck?
Shut your mouth.
Why don't you get bent?
It's so good.
What's a BTS? I think I've had people ask me that too. Like, is it an acronym? I'm like, don't ask questions I don't know answers to, please.
It was also just announced that BTS, they're going to perform at the Billboard Music Awards on May 1st. So that'll be exciting. Cardi B. She's still not ready to forgive Nicki Minaj.
Right.
The beef continues. This is super funny. So during an interview she did at Coachella over the weekend, she was asked if she would ever make up with Nicki and perform together, do a song together, and her reaction is perfect.
ever a chance that you and Nikki would make up and perform together? Occur? I love your laugh.
So you have to see the video.
Awkward as hell.
Damn, no, girl, that's real weird.
Homeboy said, occur. And then she was laughing because it's like, yo, bro, by the way, you just made me money by saying occur because I trademarked that.
It's funny, the video too, she's just like smirking and like, you know, she's like blinking awkwardly in the camera like, yeah, there's beef, so probably not gonna happen, but
she doesn't need to, like, why? That would be helping Nikki out, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, like, Nikki really, like, her last album wasn't a whole lot, she's just been kind of ranting, and like, I feel like Nikki's kind of coming, or Cardi's kind of coming to her own, so it's like, why would she?
Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of highlights from Coachella. I'm going to see what I can cover right now. But for me, I'm going to say Billie Eilish was one of the best shows of the weekend. Her album's number one right now on the Billboard 200, debuted at number one. The one thing, though, about her set is she was 40 minutes late. So that was kind of like the talk of the weekend. Everyone's like, oh, Billie was 40 minutes late. But then she came out. Her show was so, so sick. She did such an awesome job. Katy Perry joined Zedd on stage. Halsey and Normani came out with Khalid.
Right.
Selena Gomez, Cardi B, and Ozuna made a surprise appearance on DJ Snake's set to perform Taki Taki. And this is Selena's first performance in over a year.
Wow. Latino gang represented. Shout out to J Balvin, too, and Los Tucanes de Tijuana, man.
So good. So good. NSYNC came out with Ariana Grande, and this I think is great. This DJ named Jazz, he premiered a Baby Shark remix that I want to play for you.
Brian's loving it.
I want to see all my baby sharks out there.
So good.
I mean, it's kind of corny. It's kind of corny, man.
You know, whenever we have a chance to talk about Baby Shark, we talk about Baby Shark.
Yeah, still, we're grown-ups. It's corny.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
If I would have known homeboy was going to do that, I would have taken my daughter, Ariella. Damn, y'all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many, like, Gen Z kids do you believe right now are like, yo, man, Ariana bringing out that guy Diddy. Man, that was really nice of her. He's probably going to make it now because of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're like, who are those four old dudes that were jumping around with bandanas on? That seemed kind of weird, dude. Was that like our dad's friends?
And they said one of their friends was missing. I guess his name is Justin.
Yeah, I think I heard of that one.
That one. That's so bad, man. Oh, good time. Shout out to you if you came through our Amp Coachella house. It was such a good time. The best way to describe it is you roll up on this private shuttle, secret location, out in Indian Wells area. And it looks like you're rolling up to a scene of Breaking Bad, straight up. It's kind of scary. But then you go into this area. It looks like a Pablo Escobar compound. It's got a pond. It's got a pool. Artists coming through like Khalid, LMA, so on and so forth. It was awesome.
I mean, it had a back secret entrance that was like just a gate that was chained shut that had access to like a small runway airstrip and field. So if you've seen Narcos, you're like... I know we're kidding, but this really used to be like one of Escobar's cribs, right? Because no one has a back driveway to an airstrip.
That's so good. Probably did film it there. But met lots of amazing listeners, and one of my favorite is Hema from LA. She's got 15 sisters.
Lord.
And one bathroom. They range from ages of 34 to 13. She's 24. And only the first three sisters got quinceañeras. After that, her parents were like, nope, nah, we good.
Yo, go look at the pictures.
I think the craziest thing is that there's no brothers either. Like, literally, they had 15 girls in a row. Can you imagine the dad? Because he's probably like, oh, man, I want a son to, you know, play sports or whatever. And he, literally all girls.
After the second girl, he's like, oh, la tercera, la vencida. The third one, watch. And then, nope, another girl. Then the seventh one, lucky number 7. And they just kept going.
That if that mom needs to ask that dad what he did to women growing up to deserve that kind of karma. You know what I mean? You are going to be cursed with 15 girls because of all the nonsense you pulled when you were in high school.
This is him clarifying and making sure that I knew 15 sisters because I was a little bit in shock.
Quince, 15. Mexican household right here.
Get it, girl. Emma, what was the key to survival with one bathroom and 15 sisters?
Honestly, there is no key. We just did it, man. I had no choice. But hey, I love my sisters. Shout out to them, wherever you guys are out around the world.
All right, Emma, I'm going to give you a challenge right now, all right? In order, name your sisters. 3, 2, 1. Do you guys think she was able to do it? All 15?
In order? I hope so.
Nah. My mom, no way. My mom has 8 brothers and sisters, and she has trouble sometimes. She'll always forget one. That's the thing. Like, if you don't count them on your hands, you'll get to that one, you're like, I got 13. Which ones did I miss?
I have 2 daughters that are already mixing up their names, yeah. So bad.
Go.
Paloma, Blanca, Soledad, me, Luciana, Perla, Angelica, Consuelo, Isabel, ¿cómo se llama? Oh, my God.
That's 9.
I'm trying to go by their ages.
That's 9.
Cassandra. Cassandra. Espérate. No.
¿Una Cassandra?
No.
¿Cuántas le pusieron Cassandra? How many Cassandras you have?
Cassandra 2.
They ran out of names.
Ellie, Maria. Oh my God, we have a Maria.
A big shout out to your parents. Love you, Emma.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
You having a good time out here?
Heck yeah.
Did you bring any of your sisters?
Nope.
Cassandra, you should have brought Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Emma's awesome, man. Good times right there.
She legitimately said, shout out to them wherever they are around the world. Wherever they are around the world. Like, that is for real. She has no clue. Like, I know where my brothers are at. I know Killian's in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and Patrick's somewhere in Hollywood sleeping. But you couldn't name, if I had 15 siblings, you're like, I think there's some.
Yeah, how do you keep in touch with that many? You have to, like, pick your favorites, and those are the only ones you keep
called
track of.
Group chat.
Yeah.
Real big group chat. All right, coming up next, in less than 10 minutes, we're hooking up with tickets to go party with Blackpink, huge K-pop band, Familia, at the Forum. Stay tuned. You're commercial free.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Someone's about to get zapped shots with a shock collar trivia. This is what happened to Brian on Friday. Your answer is Pasadena, and that is incorrect.
Oh,
Why did you zap him twice?
No.
Why did you zap him?
I thought I hit the wrong button.
No.
There's only one button, Tam.
Shakala.
Scary, man.
Damn, got you twice, bro. That's the first time somebody cursed.
Came out.
We thought Chelsea was going to do it, but she said, sweet Jesus, when she got zapped.
I mean,
never know. Next time.
Second shock is what got me, man. I wasn't prepared for that.
All right, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see a K-pop girl group, Blackpink, in concert this Wednesday at the Forum. 3 questions are coming your way, 2 out of 3. That's all you need to get correct for you to win. Every time you get one incorrect, either Brian, Chelsea, or myself will end up getting zapped, all right? It's your choice who gets the rocket. Lizzie from North Hills. Good morning. What up, Lizzie? Are you there?
What's up?
I was like, oh, she's not there,
good.
Guys.
Game over, I guess.
Lizzie, who did you choose to rock the collar?
I chose Edgar.
Really, Lizzie? Really? Chelsea's the one that needs it the most. She partied at Coachella all weekend long. She needs to wake up.
No, I'm really not in the mood.
She's physically here.
Really,
you know what
not
saying?
In the mood.
We needed a peak. You know what I mean? Like, that's really we were. Go, get her back to the show.
Why'd you choose me, Lizzie?
You're like one of my favorite. I mean, you guys are all my favorites. Whoa. But I feel like Brian and Chelsea get it so much more than you do. So I just think it's unfair, and I think it's your turn.
That's right.
Honestly, I'm going to try my best not for you not to get stuck.
Yeah, sure. All right, fantastic.
She's just a fan. Just a fan of justice. Just a fan of justice.
It's like when my pops used to spank me, or my mom used to throw the chancla at me. She's like, "I do this because I love you."
That's right. I'm like, "Gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you."
Yeah, I'm like, "Don't love me so much. It's all good." All right, Lizzie, 3 questions coming your way. Get 2 out of 3 correct. Save me from getting zapped and destroyed by the shock collar, please. Okay. By the way, we're live on Instagram right now for your viewing pleasures at 97.1 Amp Radio. Although Chelsea did tell Tamara, "Hey, just." Don't bring the camera this way too much. Legit rolled in from Coachella straight.
This is the outfit I wore yesterday to Coachella. I literally drove here. I didn't go home. So
still has glitter on from last night.
Sure do.
All right. Here we go, Lizzie. First question. Come on.
Question one. Who is the mayor of Los Angeles? It's a multiple choice question. Who is the mayor of Los Angeles? A, Pancho Villa. C, Selena Gomez. That was B, Selena Gomez, but we had some... never mind, don't worry about that. That's our issue. B, Selena Gomez, or C, Eric Garcetti?
C.
Good job, Lizzie. I love it.
All right. How many MLB teams are in Southern California?
By the way, MLB means MLB Major League teams? Baseball.
No, you don't need to help her out.
Yeah, just are there in California?
That's just a question.
Really?
Together.
No options?
Okay. Nope, sure not.
No multiple choice? Okay.
Nope, in Southern California.
How many? Just a number.
Dodgers, and then I know Anaheim, Angels, and I think MLB, right? Baseball only.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with two.
That is...
Hold on, before you say it, in case it's incorrect, I'm going to grab producer Brad to see if my shot goes to him.
Perfect.
All right, go ahead. Is it right or wrong, Chels?
It is definitely wrong.
Oh, incorrect. He's down.
My wedding. Dude, she shot me twice again.
What happened?
Joe,
Tamara, what happened?
Tamara,
oh my gosh, look at your face.
I just held it down a little longer.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear what she said?
You can hold it down up to 10 seconds.
She said, it went. Zazat.
She got you. It's actually, the answer was three. You missed the Padres. We counted San Diego this time.
Padres, San Diego.
Hey, Southern California.
That's not fair, bro.
What? San Diego doesn't count.
Yeah, that's not fair, bro.
they're technically Mexico.
Producer Brad, did you feel anything on that?
I didn't. No, it was great.
I did.
Okay, question three.
You got to get this one right, Lizzie.
Question three. What L.A. rapper has a song named Humble? Is it A?
Lil
Chapo X is A. Apparently, it's a new rapper.
Lil Chapo X.
Unfair. Who wrote those answers? Number. Letter B, Snoop Dogg. Or C, Kendrick Lamar?
Humble. Can I hear the choices again?
You got Lil...
Oh, my gosh! Are you serious?
Lil Chapo X, Snoop Dogg, or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah! Lucky!
Gracias, Lizzie! Yo, but shout out to Lil Chapo X, though. He's on the come up.
You made him sweat a little bit on asking what the rappers' names were.
I did it for suspense.
Oh, she did it for suspense.
Like, I did it for the game of radio.
Lizzie, congratulations, Lizzie. You get the K-pop girl group concert with Blackpink going down this Wednesday at the LA Forum. Thank you for playing, SoCal.
Thank you.
Shakala. We love you, Lizzie. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. Hold on. Don't hang up, though.
The Chelsea Report.
So the biggest story coming out of Coachella was Ariana Grande's set. She had a lot of surprises lined up. She closed out Coachella last night. She headlined Sunday. And she brought out NSYNC. It happened. Of course, there was no Justin there, which was kind of a bummer. But Ariana kind of like stepped into Justin's role and sang his parts. So it was still really epic.
I've been rehearsing my whole life for this moment. Make some noise for NSYNC!
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the same. With or without you.
Baby, don't understand.
Was there like a lot of audio problems
a
out
lot.
There? Because I will say, last year watching Beyonce's stuff, like it was flawless on the sound quality. And it seems like everything I hear from like the live stuff this weekend was like, it seemed like there's issues.
Nicki Minaj had issues with her mic too.
You couldn't even hear Nicki at all during, because Nicki, Ari brought Nicki out as well. There's a couple, I feel like a lot of every single show I went to, the artist called out audio at one point.
Oof.
Like for sure. So there are definitely some issues this year. And I don't remember that being a thing last year.
I wonder if it was a new company or something that probably won't be back. I saw it on Twitter. Like, people were, like, actually, like, angry, upset. Like, how is her microphone not working?
Yeah. I'm sure she wasn't happy about it either. Backstage, what that rant was like.
I think it's pretty breezy.
the rest of the NSYNC guys, I thought it was pretty cool. it was nice to get back together with the fellas.
Do you think they even asked Justin? Or do you think at this point they knew he was probably going to say no?
I mean, he was touring this past weekend. He was in Anaheim on Saturday in Connecticut. Yeah. So I didn't think it was an option. But I don't even think they do. They don't want to get shot down by him anymore. Yeah.
Damn, I'm such an NSYNC fan, and that was it was great to see them up there, but like, I just really wanted Justin there, and I wish he did, but it's
almost fine.
She also brought out P. Diddy and Mace to perform Mo Money, Mo Problems.
So good.
It's so funny, too, that, like, I know she's been doing this whole, like, 90s throwback thing.
Right.
But, like, she was so young when, like...
Was she born?
She had to have been, like...
And that song would have come out in, like, 96, 97.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny to me that she has such a, like, connection to it. Because I'm good. Like, that's, you know, I'm older than you, and that's with my...
But music. I appreciate people that are in their young, early 20s, and they go back and listen to, you know, older music and so on and so forth. That's what you got
to
do.
You know who else appreciates it? Mace, who had to change zero of his plans to do this.
Yes.
Except get there. He's like, let me check my schedule. We're good.
Childish Gambino headlined Friday, and during his set, he honored Nipsey Hussle and Mac Miller in a very emotional speech.
I lost my dad this year. We lost Nipsey. We lost Mac. What I'm starting to realize is all we really have is memories. So what I'm saying is, while you're here, while we're here, feel something and pass it on.
That was deep.
I was hoping he was going to bring out Rihanna at some point, but my heart was crushed.
Just on his movie on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's called Guava. Check it out. It's pretty dope.
I saw that he airdropped people's shoes. His Adidas collaborations. Did you see that?
No.
Where when you were at the festival, all of a sudden, if your phone got an airdrop saying, hey, Childish Gambino wants to airdrop you some shoes, you have 60 minutes to go over to the marketplace. People got a bunch of his Adidas collab shoes.
Speaking about passing around and hooking people, he said he was kind of nervous and then rolled up in joy and passed that around too.
Oh, I did see that. That was funny. That was really funny.
There you go.
Selena Gomez, Cardi B, and Ozuna made a surprise appearance during DJ Snake's set as well to perform Taki Taki. This is actually Selena's first performance in over a year, so it was a big deal.
Yo, shout out to the Latino gang out there rapping. Also, J Balvin headlining. I had a huge Cardi B and Bad Bunny bobbleheads that were tripping. People were tripping about this, right? It was so good. Also, Los Tucanes de Tijuana, which are basically like the Mexican NSYNC with accordions. They came out and did La Chona.
Why with accordions?
Yeah. Okay. La Chona got big again. This song is huge, like in quinceañeras, weddings for Latinos, so on and so forth. But it got big again with Drake's In My Feelings challenge. That was huge, right? So Latinos did La Chona challenge, and we all jumped on that and brought back La Chona, and that's why they got to get into Coachella. So shout out to Los Tucanes de Tijuana, the Mexican NSYNC with accordions. Let's go.
That's cool. So if you didn't go to Coachella, you still have another weekend. Next weekend, get your bracelets, get your tickets. You guys missed out. I missed you guys though.
Oh no, I was totally fine. Don't feel bad for me. I slept all day Sunday. I was good.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're about to get another update from our AMP listener, Jenny. She called in mid last week or so, didn't know whether she should break up with her boyfriend of a year and a half before or after Coachella, because he bought the Coachella passes and rented a house out there for them and her friends to chill at. She's known the relationship's been over for the last 6 months, but she hasn't been able to break up with him because the dude's boring, but he buys her a lot of cool stuff and experiences. So she went through, even though many of you said break up with the guy, stop using him, she went to Coachella this weekend, and now you're going to hear how it went. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You sound tired.
Yeah. You sound like most people that went to Coachella this weekend, this early on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of an understatement.
Was it a good time or not? What happened?
The festival itself was awesome. I mean, it's Coachella.
Yeah.
It was a cluster between my boyfriend and I. Well, I need to correct that. My ex-boyfriend and I.
It happened. Okay.
We had gone out, and he left the festival early to go back, you know, to the rented house.
Was this like Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
So this was Saturday night. And so my girlfriends and I, we hung out a little bit more, and we went back to the house. Well, we walked in on him making out with this chick. I know her. Like, she's kind of like on the outskirts. She's like a friend of a friend. Uh-huh. And I mean, I was like mouth open, like just shocked, like shocked.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, a little intoxicated, and she was like super drunk. And he was like, sorry, babe. Like, I don't know how to tell you. I guess, you know, this is a thing now and it's over.
Whoa.
What do you mean this is a thing now? Has he been cheating on you this whole time?
I was trying to get details about that. Like, when did this start? And it was just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I know that you haven't been feeling this relationship for a while. You know, we haven't made love in, like, weeks.
Wow. Whoa. I mean, he's like, I heard you on the radio.
Right, right. Well, I don't. Why are you frustrated? Because he just did you a favor, right? Like, you were planning on breaking up with him. At least that was the plan that you were going to break up.
She hasn't said yet. Are you relieved? Or are you, like, were you jealous?
You know, when I made the decision to go to Coachella, I was doing what I thought was best for everybody. And because I didn't want to feel like I was, you know, putting him in a bad spot or putting my friends in a bad spot because of this awkwardness that I was in with him. But I never cheated. I never took that outside of a relationship. Okay. So that was a slap in the face to like walk in on something that we were, you know, supposed to be doing together. Mm-hmm. And he was bringing another girl there. And like, when he wasn't giving me the straight answer as far as like, when did this start? It didn't seem like it was just kind of some casual hookup that happened at Coachella. So there was a part of me that was like, okay, well, I'm relieved because then I don't have to have this awkward conversation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, it's a slap in the face that he took. He didn't end the relationship with me first before he started it with somebody else. Mm-hmm. The rest of the weekend was super awkward because we were all in the house.
The weekend was going to be awkward from the jump. I mean, you didn't like the guy.
Don't get me wrong. I liked him as a friend. There was not like a romantic connection there. So it wasn't like I was like, this guy's a total jackass.
She liked him as an ATM, bro. You're
right. You guys, she never said that. You guys are so putting that on her, and it's upsetting.
Keep rationalizing, Chelsea. It's all good.
No, but it's true.
He left with the girl, and so my girlfriends and I are driving back, and we're in India right now because we got a flat tire.
Shut up, Jenny.
On the way home, and I'm trying desperately, you know, we're all desperately trying to like recall how to change flat tires. And we're waiting on AAA to come help us, and it's just awful. It's awful.
Oh my gosh. So that was your karma then for doing it.
So, Chelsea, you're admitting that she did do something wrong because you're like, that was your karma?
What I've said, and I've said this like 17 times, is that she should have broken up with him 6 months ago. Sure, of course, but I'm understanding to the fact that like in this weird world of dating and being single, we don't have all the answers. We don't do all the right things.
Thank you.
I'm having empathy for you in that.
You got exactly what you had coming to you. Minus the cheating part. Minus the cheating. If the guy cheated.
Wow, Ryan.
What?
He's not the friend you go to talk about this stuff. I am.
Why?
I'm the understanding one.
Like you said 17 times, I also said, I just thought from the get-go.
Oh my gosh.
From the get-go, it was never about spending time with him. It was about spending time with your friends. And guess what you're doing? Spending time with your friends on the side of the road in Indio, which is exactly what you should be doing.
Because Brian's never done wrong in any relationship.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. Chelsea, I have torched a million things worse than this, but I also agree when I have it coming, and you have it coming.
Well, Jenny, the good news is this. Something you've been wanting for 6 months, which is breaking off the relationship, is finally done.
Right.
And we wish you all the best moving forward with whoever else comes into your life.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's a broke exciting dude.
That knows how to change a tire.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
And unless you're under a rock, you know that yesterday was the last season premiere of Game of Thrones. And we want to know this morning, because some of you took this like serious. I mean, to a whole nother level. Who or what did you ditch to be able to watch the season premiere of Game of Thrones, the last season, I should say? 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. People threw adulting out the window to make sure they saw this live on HBO.
This is how big it is. Every single character on Game of Thrones has a hashtag that has like a little like a little emoji face.
Like emblem or something.
Yeah, their
like
own
that.
Little yeah. character. Like 542 days is what I saw is between this episode and the last new episode of Game of Thrones. And people are binge watching it like crazy. It just keeps picking up more fans.
I had a friend who left Coachella, like bought tickets.
Yup.
You know, probably spent like $500 to $1,000 on tickets and left Coachella to come home and watch Game of Thrones. And I'm like, you know, you can like record that, right?
Oh,
like,
you can.
Or you can watch it. Like,
Chelsea. Oh, a rookie move right there. You'll see all the spoilers on Twitter.
Don't go on Twitter.
You can't. Oh, come on.
Next day.
Obviously, this friend that left Coachella for Game of Thrones is no longer Chelsea's friend.
I think less of her.
How dare you? How dare you? I thought I knew your values, but obviously, no. 877-971-HITS. Stephanie from Pasadena, who or what did you ditch to catch the last season premiere of Game of Thrones last night?
My sister invited me to a Temptations concert in Pasadena, and I ditched her so I wouldn't miss the Game of Thrones premiere.
The Temptations is so random. She had to go by herself?
She went with her boyfriend.
But did you tell her the truth or did you make something up?
No, I told her the truth. She couldn't believe it.
Well, you know what? That you don't want to go to a Temptations concert as the third wheel. That'd be the saddest thing ever.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal.
And then she was like, and it was just my imagination.
And there's just an empty seat next to him.
Was it worth it, Stephanie?
Oh, totally.
Edgar, you got to see the first episode because it sets up all these little storylines throughout. And then you'll start in like three episodes from now. You'll be like, oh, that was important when they said that. Then you got to go back and watch that episode again. It's like a puzzle.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'm sorry, guys.
Exactly.
I'm one of those people that has yet to watch one episode of Game of Thrones. And right now I'm debating with my wife, should we jump on it and try to catch up by the end of this season? You know, but like when people talk about Game of Thrones in detail, it's how I feel when I'm getting a pedicure and the ladies are talking another language. I have no idea what's going on.
I feel like though Janet can't even watch Stranger Things. There's no way you can watch Game of Thrones. It's like so gory and violent and terrifying.
There's some pretty serious crimes happen right in the middle. Crimes of humanity happen right out the gates. Probably
some beheading and, throats are cut and stuff.
Stephanie, love you. Thank you for listening to us. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Yvette from Pico Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who or what did you ditch to catch the last season premiere of Game of Thrones?
Oh my gosh, it's terrible, but I missed Palm Sunday.
You ditched God?
Yes.
Whatever. You're
the worst Catholic ever.
No, you're not. No, there's a lot of worse Catholics. You're good. Just say you're sorry. You're fine.
Yvette, remember this. God is everywhere.
He was at my viewing party.
Yo, facts. My boy Nick, who went to our Amp Coachella house this weekend and got a little too lit, he was hurting last night. I mean, hurting. And he was still driving from Chino Hills to Long Beach for a watch party of Game of Thrones, bro, with his kids and everything.
No one's going to accept any excuse. If you're going to be there for the whole season, you got to be at the watch party day one. You can't be rolling
That's
in next
right.
week asking questions.
This is the last time it's going to happen. I had to do it.
Yvette, I'm just going to ask you for one thing.
Sure.
This coming up weekend, when you go in for your confessional, can you record it?
I'll let you know how many Hail Marys I get.
Right. I bet your pastor's like, yo, I didn't show up either last week. It's all good.
The Chelsea Report.
BTS made history over the weekend, becoming the first K-pop group to perform on Saturday Night Live.
Dope.
They performed two of their songs, Mic Drop, and then their newest track, Boy With Love. It's cool, actually. Not expect anything less, but the BTS ARMY camped out in front of the studio days in advance of their performance, just hoping to kind of, see them walk in, walk out, whatever. But Emma Stone was the guest host during the show, and in her opening monologue, she talked about BTS, and then they also included it in a few skits.
I can't believe BTS is going to be dancing on this stage.
I'm camping out on this stage until BTS gets here. I don't know. I can't pick a favorite.
If you picked a favorite, then inevitably the others would find out and then they would feel hurt.
Guys, they can all be your favorite. It's really comforting.
Girls, what are we doing?
Ew, Beck, what are you doing here?
What's a BTS?
How dare you?
Go to hell,
shut your mouth.
Why don't you get bent?
I love
them. What does that even mean?
They're
now?
So good.
I don't know if I want to know. I'm good.
The interesting thing that I saw on Twitter from the BTS performance was not the BTS army tweets. Yeah. No offense. I mean, they're such diehard fans. It was the people who had no idea who they were tweeting.
Yeah.
And I saw this one thread that was just about people talking about what kind of shape they're in. To be able to dance and sing like they do, because not a lot of people put on that kind of choreography and then also sing without like sucking wind and like doubled over and stuff. And I just watched this whole Twitter thread going to people going like, wow, their cardio's amazing.
Yeah. One of my homies wants to get tickets for his daughter. And he's like, yeah, man, can you give me tickets to Bits?
Oh,
I was like, what's Tibbetts, Bits, bro?
And it's like, such a dad.
Yeah, right? It's like, man, go back to your daughter and get it right, bro. And the answer is no.
BTS Army is also really excited because it was just announced that they will perform at the Billboard Music Awards on May 1st from Vegas. Get That'll it, be man. Cool. Is Justin Timberlake retiring from music? Fans think he hinted at it last night. He had his last show on the Man of the Woods tour where he's wrapping it all up. He's been touring for, I think, like over a year now. Yeah. And this is what he said.
Thank you so much. I'm probably never going to do this again, so thank you for being a part of this. I love you guys so much. We are JT and the Tennessee Kids. Good night.
Wow.
Well, because he needs to, you know, make some time to perform at Coachella next weekend with Ariana Grande. So the full NSYNC shows up this time.
Fingers crossed.
Right?
I mean, it would make sense. If you look at the career Justin Timberlake has had, performed at the Super Bowl pretty much by himself, minus some holograms and things. Didn't bring NSYNC out for that. So, I mean, that was a big kick in the junk for them. But he's done so many things. This album was so big. This tour was huge. It's like, what else does he have to really accomplish in music? Can't the guy just go live his life?
Well, he's an actor, too. Mm-hmm. So he can just act, right?
Maybe he'll focus more on that. But it's also, you think of someone like him who's been in music for so long. You'd think, like, how can he... Like, he enjoys doing it, right?
Right.
So you'd think he'd want to keep doing it.
He's got a family. I mean, Jessica Biel posted a video on Instagram. They put up in the show at the Mohegan Sun of Connecticut too. That same one he said like I'll probably never do this again.
Right.
Gave himself the out. But she also did one about talking about how proud she was on the Jumbotron he was like, I can't with this video anymore. Yeah. So I feel like they've had the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. All right, Lori Loughlin, aka Aunt Becky from Full House, just entered a plea of not guilty in the college bribery scandal.
Wow. Wrong.
Her and her husband also waived their right to appear in court for an arraignment in the charge is money laundering. So there's that. We'll have to see what happens, but I don't really know.
I mean, from what we've seen and read, it sounds like she's pretty guilty, huh?
Well, I mean, I think the thing that I read is that they're just going to have trouble putting the actual money wire transfer on her other than her husband. So maybe they've got a thing where he's like, listen, I'll fight this and you can just stay out of prisons. One of us has to stay out of prison.
Miss Lori Loughlin, are you guilty? Not guilty, but my husband.
Look at over there. I'm not gonna name names, but that guy.
I'm not pointing my elbow at him right now, but thank you, Chelsea, for the Chelsea Report. Familia, make sure you catch a bunch of coverage that we have for Coachella up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
I'm just thinking of those of you that are still driving back from Coachella listening to Ariana. Like, oh man, I saw her last night. I'm so tore up right now.
Still? She's still playing?
She stays. Is she live in my car right now? What's going on? You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. Quick shout out to Michael from Pomona. He wants tickets to go to Universal Studios Hollywood. But going back to Coachella, have you ever been Cinderella'd by a dude or a chick? Chelsea got Cinderella'd at Coachella. Mm-hmm. And she's going to break it down. Apparently, it's a new thing going on in dating. And it's this dude she just met and totally Cinderella'd her. We call her now Chelsearella. It's pretty dope.
Do you?
Okay. This is bad guy, Billie Eilish, who you love, Chels.
I love her. She was my favorite performance at Coachella, hands down. She's so incredible. We like to call her the creepy queen because she just has, like, it was all like a beautiful nightmare. She's very, like,
Does she know you guys call her the creepy queen, or is that something you guys are doing?
I think she'd be down with it, you know? She's cool with that.
I think it's cooler to call somebody Chelsearella and not creepy queen.
Okay, well, whatever.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Speaking about Coachella, we were out there this weekend, and our girl Chelsea always comes back with the craziest stories because she goes to the Neon Carnival.
Mm-hmm. She's in the when it goes thick down. Of it all weekend.
It's a lot, man.
Have you ever been Cinderella'd? Because that's what happened to Chelsea at Coachella. Apparently, it's a new term. Never heard of it. Chelsea? What happened?
Yeah, me and my friends kind of, I think we kind of coined the term yesterday.
Girl.
But so basically one of my girlfriends that I was with, she ended up meeting this guy one night. They totally hit it off. They had like, you know, a cheeky little festival makeout in the polo field. And yeah, and the next.
So it's 10 times worse than Chelsea just told us. It was getting nasty. I'm just saying.
What happens at Coachella stays at Coachella.
Well, I'm telling people how to translate when you say a cheeky little makeout, like it was getting dirty.
So the second night when we went there, this guy wanted to meet back up with my friend. And so he meets up with us and he's like, oh, I want you to meet my guy friends. Like, are you guys single? I have a lot of like really good looking, single, fun friends. And so we end up meeting up with them. This one guy specifically is like just attached to my hip immediately. And he's like, and we're dancing together. He's really cool. He's got good energy. He's funny. And we're having a good time. But he's like very intense to the point where he's like, when I look into your eyes, like I think that like I see a future. Like he's intense. And like obviously, you know, who knows.
I'll
what
tell you what Tamara just did with her eyes, Mr. Future guy. They rolled back in her head pretty hard right
and
now.
And he keeps saying to me, he's like, he's like, when we get back to LA, like, can I take you to dinner? Get and like it. All this stuff. And I'm kind of just playing hard to get and like laughing and having fun and dancing with him. Well, then, so like a couple hours in, like there's probably like an hour left of the festival. He's like, hey, will you actually hold my sweatshirt? I'm going to run and get some drinks. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like holding a sweatshirt. I'm like sitting there at the bar waiting for him. Like 45 minutes go by. He never comes back.
Oh, shoot.
Like never comes back. And I'm like, what? Okay, I got to go find my friends. So I like go meet up with my friends and we finish out the festival. The festival ends. We're walking back, you know, whatever. I get a text from this guy and he's like, tell me you still have my sweatshirt. And I was like, yeah, of course, you know. And he goes, well, it looks like we're going out to dinner in L.A. soon. Can't wait.
Damn, good move. Oh, he did it. He did it. Move. Usually the ladies do this.
Yeah, that like needy ex that doesn't want to like, well, I got to come get my toothbrush. Might as well grab dinner, too.
Yeah, ladies be like, oh, I left my heels in your closet. I'm like, you know what? I actually like them. Don't come back and get them.
Yeah, so I got Cinderella. That's my friends are like, you got Cinderella. And it was like this whole thing.
It's funny that she's like, yeah, I was playing hard to get. The guy had her number.
She's
wearing his sweater.
Right. Giving a number's harmless. You're already block him.
You're already wearing his sweatshirt. You guys have already jumped into like month two of dating. This guy's good. Jesus.
All kinds of translating that we need for you this morning, homie. So are you going to meet up with him or what?
I got to give him his sweatshirt back, right?
Good times. Can't wait to hear that story.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
I have a feeling like if you didn't know today's tax day and you haven't even done your taxes, does that mean you're bad at adulting? Is that
I'd
a pretty
say so.
Big day?
I'd say so.
I'm not, but April 15th on a Monday, though. If you look at this last weekend, you had Coachella. You had the Masters. You basically had, like, what Coachella is for, like, grown old men. Like, you had people just in front of their TVs. Game of Thrones premiered on Sunday. Just, they need to give us, like, a couple more days.
Brian, it wasn't like you just had, it was just Sunday you could do it. Or but, today. It's, well, no. You had literally months to do it.
Duh, but no one does that. Stop that. Stop that nonsense. It's April 15th.
As you can tell, Brian hasn't done his taxes yet.
Nah. Nope.
You had an appointment this weekend, though.
Well, my boy Josh is going to do them for me. And
that sounds like a good idea.
My boy Josh, dude. That's how you listen. I don't want to go to your big firm. I want my boy Josh to do it. My boy Josh knows the tricks of the trade.
Personal touch.
When you send in all your tax stuff to a Gmail, that's when you know it's solid.
Exactly. You know what? I CC'd his business on it, though. I CC'd his company on it. Well, yeah, like we were going to meet up yesterday. And in the afternoon, he was going to take... I've been printing out receipts and stuff. I'm good at keeping track of everything. I just don't. I'm not good at, like, sending it to the right people.
Yeah.
Who actually, like, file the taxes.
It's all good, man.
So, I was going to...
It's all good.
I was going to... I'm just
trying to help
listen,
him out.
Listen, everyone's like, whoa, you're going to owe the government. The government owes me.
I'm doing
y'all a favor by not filing. These homies owe me money. So, they're not in any rush to have me file either. Because they don't want to be... They don't want to be cutting me that check.
Yeah.
So, anyways... I was going to meet up with him yesterday, but then I forgot that Game of Thrones premiere, and I had a wicked hangover on Sunday morning from Saturday at the Amp House. Whoa.
I didn't, Coachella House.
I was not prepared for the tequila to be flowing backstage. Yeah. Shout out to the management over here at the station. They were very generous.
Oh, yeah, man. Good time. So everybody else do their taxes? I know I did, thanks to my wife.
Sure did.
Chelsea, look at you.
Did them a couple months ago, actually,
what?
Brian.
Did you need the money or something?
I didn't get any money, but I'm paying year. Damn. No way. Every year I've always gotten a lot of money back, and this not this year.
You done blew it. You got to hold off on that to the last second. Every time someone tells me they
do
their taxes,
I get money back then if I do.
Well, maybe sometimes you dig around, you find some extra receipts. I hook you up with my boy Josh. Your person's two on the books. But here's the thing. I didn't want to cancel yesterday. I had to because my girlfriend and I, like, Game of Thrones premiere is a big deal for us, and she watches in Atlanta, so we were going to watch it together. That means it starts at 6. But then also what happened was is that she needed to, like, she needed the whole thing recapped for her, which is really enraging. She's asking me all these questions. I'm like, hey, Jess, just watch like the last 3 episodes of last season. She's like, I do, but then it's like I gotta go back. So I'm like, why are they even up there? Why are they surrounded by zombies? I'm like, oh man, come on. Like, I can't be running you through all this. So then I finally hit Josh up and he's like, I got you, dude. Don't worry. You got your extension filed. And so there we go.
All solid. Chelsea, I also have some homies, like Brian says. It's like the spot where you roll up, they do hair, nails, palm reading, and income taxes. All in the same spot. It's right here in Paramount.
I'm going.
Oh, super solid place.
See, I want to walk into a place that when it says, like, you know, Better Business Bureau rating, I want, like, a C. Because that means they've been busted, but I think sometimes they get away with it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We apologize for today's show. Went out to Coachella this weekend. You know how that goes. It happens. Yep. Chelsea has the same clothes and makeup since Saturday. Yep. Still here in studio.
Glitter on the hat.
I came right from Coachella to here. I didn't go at home. I didn't stop anywhere else. I just came into the studio and here I am. Kind of here, kind of not.
The truth is because gas prices went up over $4 this weekend, so she couldn't make it all the way home. Facts. All right. Dopest Moment Award goes out to Yvette from Pico Rivera for confessing the sin that Game of Thrones made her do this weekend. Check this out. Who or what did you ditch to catch the last season premiere of Game of Thrones?
Oh my gosh, it's terrible, but I missed Palm Sunday.
You ditched God?
Yes.
Whatever. You're a Catholic.
Worst Catholic ever.
No, you're not. No, there's a lot of worse Catholics. You're good. Just say you're sorry. You're fine.
Yvette, remember this. God is everywhere.
He was at my viewing party.
Yvette, I'm just going to ask you for one thing. This coming up weekend, when you go in for your confessional, can you record it?
I'll let you know how many Hail Marys I get.
Right. I bet your pastor's like, yo, I didn't show up either last week. It's all good.
There it goes, man. A lot of you missing, ditching, bailing on adulting for Game of Thrones. It's an epic event for those that have been following it so long. And for those that are dating or married to somebody that's been following it forever, even though you haven't, you have to go now.
And don't think that, like, if your significant other is into Game of Thrones, don't think that you need to fake involvement. Just cut out. Just peace out that don't ask questions. They don't have time to explain it to you. It's over like 70 hours of episodes. You've got homework, but don't bother us. We can't be bothered with that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to explain anything to you. No. Who's that guy? No. Who's that guy? No. Who's that girl? Shut up. That was the same as the person you asked the first time.
Sounds like it'd be fun to be in a relationship with you.
Oh, I'm a hoot. I'm a riot.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.